From the RFC studios in Charlotte, North Carolina, I am Brian Kilby, and this is the RFC Daily Transformers News Update, and boy, do we have an update for you. Winter Wonderfest 2019 is currently going on in Japan, and amongst rumors from the last week that we were getting a new Masterpiece Bumblebee, which we are, which is Masterpiece Designation 45, MP45, we also learned that Hound, which we saw last year, is going to be MP47. This means there is a new MP46, which is Masterpiece Black Arachnia from Beast Wars, which is excellent. She looks just like the other Masterpiece Beast Wars toys. She looks just phenomenal. We don't have an MSRP or a release date as of yet. MP45 is the new Bumblebee Take 2 version 2.0, which is a more animation-accurate Bumblebee. It looks okay. There really was nothing wrong with the other version of Bumblebee that came out a couple of years ago. It's a little small, but, you know, it should be. This toy definitely, however, does fit more in the animation aesthetic, unlike the other toy, which was really more of a licensed property. At least according to photos that I've seen thus far, I don't see any Volkswagen badging on this toy, which would make sense since it is more in line with the Penny Racer theme that the original toy and character in the show really followed. So we'll see, but it is highly articulated, and from at least the front, it does look very nice in robot mode. He has a fake chest. This allows several more degrees of freedom than following the actual lines of the Volkswagen vehicle, the roof of that. So it looks nice. I don't know that it's really necessary, but it is probably something I will pick up. The other interesting items that were on display at Wonderfest are two items which are listed as Transformers 35th Anniversary Edition figures. One is a retool of the Power of the Primes, Optimus Prime, and he is retooled into Star Convoy. I've always been a fan of Star Convoy and Battlestars, so we'll see how that toy turns out. I'll definitely pick it up. I hope that it gets some sort of stateside release, but I doubt it, so I anticipate that I'll be pre-ordering it soon, most likely from Amazon Japan, as long as that happens. Again, this is a retool of the Power of the Primes, Optimus Prime. That Optimus Prime, of course, is a leader class figure. The other toy that was on display appears to be more in the Voyager-ish scale, and that is Armada Optimus Prime. And this appears to be a brand new mold. It looks really nice. I can't wait to get it. That is one of the absolute best designs of Optimus Prime, or in the case of that character, I'll say the Optimus Prime aesthetic that we ever got. So it looks great. Can't wait to get my hands on it. And I really want to see a color version of those toys. Other things on display were Siege figures, including the recently announced Jetfire figure. It looks nice, looks huge, beside of the other figures. That will be excellent. But again, the big items that we learned about at Wonderfest are an MP45 Bumblebee, MP47 Black Arachnia, as well as new Armada Optimus Prime and new Star Convoy. Make sure to check out the live stream of our Toy Fair 2019 coverage. It will be on Saturday, February 16th, starting around 12 Eastern Time, and it'll be running probably through 5 or 6 p.m. It's our biggest event all year. We have a blast covering Toy Fair. We bring people on from other shows and people back from the past who have not been on RFC in a while. Check it out at tfradio.net/live. We'll have it online again on Saturday, February 16th at 12 noon. Make sure to follow us on Twitter as we will be at Toy Fair, and we will be sharing photos and video and everything as news happens. That's your RFC Daily update for today. Check us out at TF Radio on Twitter. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. And of course, subscribe to this and the big show, Radio Free Cybertron, on your favorite podcatcher, iTunes, whatever you use. We'll see you next time news happens.